Technology. It's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun. It can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Hungakar. On today's show, we'll learn about the census of agriculture and hear about the importance of getting a flu shot. If you look at the census of agriculture, you can learn a lot about farming in Missouri. When the last census was done in 2007, the average farm was 269 acres and worth more than $500,000. The U.S. Department of Agriculture updates that information every 5 years and is getting ready to send out new surveys in a few weeks. One trend to watch out for is the growing number of small farms. As Grant Gerlach of Harvest Public Media reports, they're easy to miss and some would rather not be counted.
The Ag Census is a comprehensive snapshot of the farming industry nationwide down to the county level, and it's especially important to follow what's happening on small farms. Dean Grossgerth is director of the Nebraska Field Office of the National Ag Statistics Service. He says the government is constantly checking in with farmers who raise major commodities like corn, cattle, hogs, and wheat.
But the good thing about the census is we can get those commodities that aren't generally surveyed by each particular state in the country.
Small farms growing grapes, tomatoes, pumpkins, or other specialty crops fly under the radar until they're counted every 5 years. Farms like Jones Produce near Crete in southeastern Nebraska. Justin Jones grows vegetables to sell to a food co-op in Lincoln. On a cold evening, his hillside farm is bathed in sunlight. Even as winter sets in, Jones has been busy planting garlic and harvesting some hardy broccoli, still standing after some frosty nights.
But you know, there's still enough sun and the days are warm enough that it's going.
3 years into his new business, Jones is part of a trend that has been showing up in the Ag Census, an increasing number of small farms growing food for local consumers. Nebraska added 1,500 farms under 50 acres from 2002 to 2007.
I'd say we had an acre and a half total. And I know that doesn't sound like very much, but it's when you grow specialty crops like this, or high value crops, I guess you might call them, you can actually do pretty well on that much ground.
Jones might be up to 3 or 4 acres next year, but for the purposes of the census, you don't need much land. A farm is any place that has the potential to sell more than $1,000 of agricultural products. It doesn't matter if it's in the city or the country, on 1 acre or 1,000.
They may only have a handful of chickens and maybe a few goats and a couple acres of hay. We still need to get that data counted.
That's Renee Picanso, head of the USDA's Census and Survey Division. Picanso says small farms are hard to track. The USDA builds a list through farmers markets, community groups, and extension offices. But even when they do receive a questionnaire, small farmers are less likely to fill it out.
They tend to get the questionnaire and think, I'm not sure if I can trust this group.
It can get very intrusive when the government wants to know all kinds of things about your farm.
Judith McGarry is executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, an advocacy group that supports local and organic food. She also raises sheep on a small farm near Austin, Texas. The USDA is required by law to protect farmers' identities, but McGarry says the small farmers she hears from are still skittish. They feel like questions about the size of their farm, what they grow, how they grow it, and how much money they make are an invasion of privacy.
I understand the use of the aggregate statistics, and you can probably make an argument for any given question why that aggregate statistic could be useful in some context or another. But that's not much comfort when you're the individual farmer handing over your information.
McGarry tells members of her group to fill out as much of the census as they're comfortable with to avoid follow-up mailings and phone calls. Picanso at USDA cautions that census data helps direct the flow of funding out of Washington and informs policy decisions on things like the Farm Bill and disaster relief.
If we don't have the most complete and accurate data, those decisions are still going to be made. They will just be made on data that's not 100% complete.
Back on his small vegetable farm, Justin Jones should be counted in the Ag Census for the first time this year, but the census and government programs don't seem to mean much to him. He's thinking more about building up the soil and growing his business.
So what I did here is after the melons were gone, I dissed it and I planted a mix of oats, which is this grass you see, and then there's peas.
3 million Ag Census surveys will be mailed out nationwide starting December 18th. Look for the results in early 2014. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Flu cases are on the rise in Missouri, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and many health professionals are recommending that people get an annual flu shot. Margaret Donnelly is the director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. I spoke to her recently about the importance of getting vaccinated against the flu. She began by talking about the obstacles to getting people vaccinated.
People sometimes underestimate how serious flu can be, and so they don't always think that getting vaccinated for the flu needs to be a priority. But we know that an annual vaccination against the flu is really the first and most important step in protecting against what can be a very serious disease. And so the recommendation is that anyone over the age of 6 months of age should get a flu vaccine unless their healthcare provider gives them a medical reason that they should not.
And are there any misconceptions that people might have about the vaccine?
I think people sometimes believe that they can get the flu from the vaccine, and that is not correct. You are not protected from the flu until 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine because you have to build up your immune system. So if they would, by chance, get the flu or some other virus that causes them to feel bad right after they get the flu vaccine, they might think that they actually got the flu from the vaccine, but that is not a correct piece of information. And so I think we are constantly trying to be sure people know it's safe, and it is the most effective way to protect yourself against flu, and that flu can be dangerous.
How well-stocked is the state in terms of vaccines?
We have the plentiful supply across the country and here in Missouri. So you would not have any difficulty finding the flu vaccine and getting vaccinated. And if you wish more information, you can go to our website, which is health.mo.gov, health.mo.gov, and it can give you more information just about the flu and the vaccine, but it also has a feature where you can find where the flu vaccine is being given. We have a flu vaccine locator feature on the website.
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. To hear this episode and others, just check out our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Tongapong. Thanks for listening.